is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Trump administration was dealt a legal setback in its ongoing feud with Harvard. A federal judge temporarily put the brakes on its attempt to ban the university from enrolling foreign students. Harvard law professor Noah Feldman.
Federal law says that every university has to provide a campus environment that is free of discrimination on the basis of race, and that includes discrimination on the basis of anti-Semitism. That's Harvard's obligation. It's an obligation we're meeting. And if someone thinks we're not meeting that, they can go to court and they can try to prove otherwise.
The next hearing is scheduled for May 29th in Boston. After the president said he was going to impose a 50% tariff on all imports from the European Union, the EU says let's make a deal. But the president said he's not interested.
I've been saying to everybody they've treated us very badly over the years. It was formed in order to hurt the United States, in order to take advantage of the United States, and they've done that. We have a big deficit with them.
The National Security Council is getting a major overhaul.
It's been just weeks since President Trump replaced his National Security Advisor and gave Secretary of State Marco Rubio the additional powerful post. And Rubio now appears to be making changes that could strengthen the State Department's role in advising the president about foreign policy. CBS News has learned some NSC staff are moving elsewhere inside the administration, but not all. About 20 NSC staffers have been informed so far they are on administrative leave. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
A deadly airstrike on Gaza hit the home of two Palestinian doctors. The BBC's Wira Davies is in Jerusalem.
Nine brothers and sisters, the oldest of them only 12 years old, were killed at their home in Khan Yunis. Their father was seriously injured.
Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility for the attack. Overnight in Kyiv, Russia unleashed drones and missiles, explosions heard across the city. Many residents took shelter in the underground subway stations. Nuclear talks have wrapped up between the U.S. and Iran. CBS's Chris Livesay on just how close Iran is to actually building a bomb.
Dangerously close, according to the IAEA. That's the International Nuclear Watchdog. If Iran wanted to build a nuclear bomb right now, according to that group, it would only take a matter of months, possibly weeks.
The 109th Indianapolis 500 is tomorrow. 33 drivers will take the track for the 200-lap, 500-mile race at the iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Joseph Newgarden has won the past 2 years. If he wins tomorrow, he'll be the first driver in history to win the legendary race 3 years in a row. The green flag is scheduled to wave at 12:45 p.m. Eastern. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
A wild finish for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates all tied up in the bottom of the 10th. Last night in Pittsburgh, Milwaukee pitcher Abner Uribe on the mound. Runners at second and third base. Uribe losing control of the pitch with two outs on Sports Network TV Pittsburgh.
Gets away! How about that? Raise the Jolly Roger after all! It's a walk-off.
Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the Crew after Uribe's wild pitch. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did some good things, and there's some youthful mistakes. I feel like these struggles will help in the long run.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. NFL, last night was the Packers' annual charity softball game. The offense beat the defense 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, a low around 44 tonight. For Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, 58 for Memorial Day. For Tuesday, slight chance of showers. Otherwise, clouds and a high near 60 degrees. Currently, 53 degrees.
WRJA is a real nowhere man sitting in.
Like you and me. Nowhere man, please listen. La, 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 you Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm Jackson 5. Remember little Mikey Jackson? Yeah, I don't think he was wearing the gloves back then, at least not so much. Anyway, if you want to, I got to think about what I want to say here. You want to listen to Kurt Vollman. Boy, oh boy. See, this will teach me for not free reading the sheet. He's got the class reunion coming up here. And basically what he does is on weekday afternoons, 5 o'clock, right after the news, he's got a 3 set of timeless hits. Each time they'll be from a specific year. And you can help. You can help. Go to WRJN.com, vote for your favorite song. And from Monday, he's going to have 1966 is where he's going to be at. A lot of good songs came out in 1966. I'm not going to tell you what grade I was in, but 1966, good year with a lot of great songs. Check it out. Kurt Vollman, weekdays at 5 with the class reunion on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Craving something warm, savory, straight from the oven? Head to Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where handcrafted quiche is one of their many passions. Sink your fork into the caramelized onion and bacon, a rich blend of sweet, smoky goodness. Try the spinach and Gruyere, where tender greens meet the nutty melt of aged cheese. Or savor the garden fresh combo of spinach, mushroom, and feta, a favorite that's perfect for sunny mornings and laid-back brunches. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
For you, oh Peggy.
I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Thank you. I got flowers in the spring. I got to wear my ring.
Cher. I remember when they had their show. It was all right. Sometime back in the mid to late 60s. Almost where our Capsule Countdown comes from. 9:30 at WRJN in time for the second Capsule Countdown. And this one, as promised, come from 1966. Specifically, the music was from May 14th of 1966. You're going to love it. You're going to dig it. That's how they used to say it, right? Well, anyway, some of the other things that happened. This was May 15th. Tens of thousands of anti-war demonstrators, again, picket the White House. Then they rally at the Washington Monument. I guess that was the thing back then. All the sit-ins, sleep-ins, whatever, walk-ins. You know, they'd always do a lot of demonstrations. Anyway, the following day, May 16th, in New York City, Dr. Martin Luther King makes his first public speech about, guess what? The Vietnam War. Of course, that was on everybody's mind. And May 28th, a little bit later than that, good old Fideli himself, Fidel Castro, declares martial law in Cuba because of a possible U.S. attack, which, well, was the Bay of Pigs was 62, so nothing was happening. Now, not sure where he got that from, but anyway, that's what was happening in the news. What was happening on your radio? Well, it sounded just like this.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
We come on this loop, John B.
9.
When a man loves a woman.
8.
And take a message to Michael. Message to Michael.
7.
Everybody must get stoned.
Two.
Now give me that good, good love.
One.
Monday, Monday.
Standing by for the number 5 song on this date.
Number 5, this date, Chicagoland. That's right, G-L-O-R-I-A.
That came out my baby. You know, she come around. So good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I I
Countdown.
And don't forget, we still have the Forgotten 45 at 9:45. I think you're going to like this one. I know a lot of them are really good. And, well, this one's kind of a fun summer song. I'll tell you that much. But stick around. You're going to hear it in just a little bit.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, a low around 44 tonight. For Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, 58 for Memorial Day. For Tuesday, slight chance of showers. Otherwise, clouds and a high near 60 degrees. It's 51 at our studios.
Not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know it.
since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Ooh.
local home for local news and timeless hits. Everything. We're into Racine. There ain't no doubt about it. WRJNS Sound of Credence and Proud Mary with Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack for the Memorial Day weekend. Again, thank you so much for spending time with me. I know there's a lot of things you'd be doing, but it means a lot to me. We spend time together. This is a lot of fun. And what I'm going to do right now is going to do the Forgotten 45 at 9:45. But before I do that, I want to tell you, if you really enjoy some of the songs that you have forgotten, you know them, but you've forgotten them, and you may have not heard them or we didn't play them, well, this is the time that we do. And also weekdays, twice a day weekdays at 9:45 and 1:45, Dan Marcus has his wax museum, and he calls these nuggets, and well, I call them Forgotten 45s, but anyway, we cover you the whole week, and then even on the weekend, Saturday mornings, 9:45 Forgotten 45. And this time around, it's a good one. I think you're going to like it. Okay, it goes like this.
Today's Forgotten 45 is a one-hit wonder. He was born May 5th, 1947 in Newton, Massachusetts, and we lost him in 2021. While he was in high school, he formed a rock and roll group called Robin and the Hoods, and they performed locally in the New England area. The late 1960s found him in New York City, where he was a cast member in the Broadway musical Hair, where he played the lead role of Claude. Then in 1969, he met up with Jeff Berry, who immediately signed him to Berry's Steed label. In the summer of 1970, he released this Forgotten 45 on your record player, playing from the Steed label, Robin McNamara, Lay a Little Lovin' on Me.
Beach, listen to that song from 1970, Robin McNamara, Lay a Little Lovin' on Me. Terry Havell walked in the studio, and I might have even got a hit. He was like, okay, wait, what's this song? Let me hear the hook. Anyway, Terry Hamill is up with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. He never forgets, neither does rock and roll, so make sure you're here. 10 o'clock for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Sam and Dave, Soul Man at WRJN. Hey, Wednesday is when you want to check out Don Rosen, 6 o'clock in the morning until 9. He's going to have Nell Minow from MovieMom.com as part two of the summer movie season and a double bonus on Wednesday. Racine Mayor Corey Mason will be in talking about the latest in the city of Racine, including the demolition of the lakefront YMCA. I bet a lot of people like to have a brick out of there or something, probably just as a memory thing. But check him out, Don Rosen. That'll be Wednesday, but he's here Monday through Friday at 6 in the morning till 9 on WRJN.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates, perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Next, we'll talk to you about 2 o'clock later on this afternoon, just before the Brewers.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Cadets are filing into graduation at West Point, and President Trump is set to deliver the commencement address shortly at the United States Military Academy. But it's his battle with another institution of higher learning that's front and center right now. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has details.
America's oldest university sued the government over a plan to bar it from enrolling foreign students, saying it would have a, quote, immediate and devastating effect for Harvard and more than 7,000 visa holders. They also claim the order violates the First Amendment.
A judge has temporarily blocked the plan. Fresh tariff threats from President Trump.